And thank you for that intro, Mr. Len Rollins, and you did a great job on LSU's opening day of baseball yesterday. Glad to hear your voice again. Well, welcome aboard Saturday Morning Outdoors. If you are an outdoorsman, fisherman, hunter, canoer, kayaker, backpacker, camper, you have come to the right place, because that's what we talk about for 2 hours each and every Saturday morning. One of the things we're going to talk about this morning, a compromise between the pogey industry and the Louisiana chapter of the Coastal Conservation Association has been reached, and it's been approved by the Louisiana Department of Wildlife and Fisheries Commission. Now, there's still one big hurdle to clear before Louisiana finally has some sensible regulations. My question for you this morning, are you satisfied that this new proposed reg will remedy the conflicts in this issue? I'll tell you all about it in just a few minutes. And you can text me your response, along with your other comments, questions, and your fishing reports, most importantly, to 504-260-1870. Are you familiar with next weekend's Troops and Tusks Wild Hog Tournament? Well, it's wild from several angles, and the director, Derek Poor, will be on to tell you everything you need to know if you want to be a contestant or a spectator. And we're also going to hear from our usual suspects for the latest fishing reports, information, tips, and techniques. And if you do have a question for any one of them in particular, text it to me. But be sure to get it to me before they come on the air. I also have the story about a couple of Texas duck hunters that came out to hunt in Louisiana and got a little bit out of control and then tried to hide their deed. They will be designated as this morning's bad boys of the outdoors. Anybody else besides me got turkey hunting on the brain? This is about that time of the year. We're still a few weeks away from the opening, but it's a good time to get out there and scout. And if you have already done so, or if you've got the cameras out on the area you hunt, how does it look? Where I hunt, and apparently we've had a very good hatch, seeing lots of birds showing up. And what's it look like for you, and where do you hunt? And of course, tell us your name. Carl, you can text us again at 504-260-1870. Looking at your coastal marine forecast, and it's nothing nice. We got a pesky rain, I call it. Extends all the way from Florida through lower coastal Louisiana on into the Gulf and then into Texas, and it's moving to the east. And hopefully we'll be out of here pretty soon, at least in time for tomorrow to brighten up a little bit. But in the meantime, you got some winds to deal with. Offshore today, we got a small craft advisory, 15 to 25 knot winds out of the north. 4 to 6 foot seas, making it pretty much unfishable. Tomorrow, not much better. All the winds direction this weekend will be from the north as the frontal system moves through and drops some temperatures. Today, on the interior lakes and bays, 15 to 20 knots, rough conditions, and they'll lighten up a little bit tomorrow, particularly in the afternoon, becoming northerly 10 and sometimes to 20 with a moderate chop. Your average tide, you can kind of throw that out the window with these north winds, 1.3, a lot of water moving, and the Mississippi River, 10.5 and steady. Lake and Gulf temperatures both on the rise. I got one report, somebody fished in 70-degree water last weekend. Where was that? Had to be nice. Average temperatures right now around the 60s. But it's warming up. That means that the good springtime freshwater fishing will be here first, and then the coastal redfish, speckled trout, flounder, drum, sheephead, all that will continue on too. Just got to get through these last couple of weeks in February, get to some hopefully windless days in March with some warm-up, and we'll be good to go. All right, coming back right after this, we're going to head down to Shell Beach, one of our favorite places to both fish and get reports. We do that with Robbie Campo at Campo's Marina. He's next on the Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network. Let's find out what's happening down in the parish, as they call it, St. Bernard Parish, in areas like Delacroix, Hopedale, Shell Beach. Robbie Campo's at Campo's Marina. At least I think he's there. Robbie, you at the marina, and what's it looking like down there?
Well, I'm here, Don, and it's raining. I would say it's a light drizzle right now. It was raining pretty good when I got here, and it's kind of lightened up. Looking at the radar, I think the stuff that's down below us towards Lafayette looks like it's kind of fizzling out. But, you know, I know we're going to have some strong winds starting after this, starting to blow out of the north. So I figured today's going to be shot. I don't believe today's going to be too good to go out there and go fishing. But to give you a little recap on the week here, it wasn't all that bad. You know, we did have some, we had some really nice days where the temperature was up a little bit, that which brought water temperatures up, you know, in that high 60s range, or mid-60s range, I should say. So, I had some people who made it out in the Sound and caught some speckled trout out there, as well as behind the dam. They caught speckled trout and redfish behind the dam, this time of the year, Don, the sheephead thing kind of kicks off, and that's, it's a fish that you could catch. It doesn't have any size limit or any numbers on it. So you can go out there and you catch whatever you want. You really don't want to catch more than you want to clean, because they're a pain in the butt to clean, but it is a tasty fish to eat. And that's kind of happening now. Guys are kind of switching over into that mode to go do some meat runs, and especially if you got fish fries or something going on for like these Lenten dinners or something. That, I know a lot of guys that go out there and do it and donate stuff to these local churches that do these Lenten dinners. It's a good way to go out there and fill the box up pretty quick. So keep that in mind. And all that requires is some dead shrimp, and go out there and fish them on the bottom around these rigs or along the long rocks is a good spot to do that also. I know we've been getting tons of calls about live bait. What we're going to do here, we're gonna this is the time of year we dry dock boats, done. Dry dock, our bait tanks, we got bait tanks out of the water. It's the time of year that we do things that we have to do to get prepared for the our new season coming up. So we're dry docking boats right now. Actually, that's going to start Monday. We're going to have both our boats up on a bank. So we're going to be out of the bait business for a couple of days, live bait business for a couple of days. But we've got to get it done. You got to have got to get these boats painted and put back over and all that other good stuff. So we'll be down for about one boat will be down for about a week, I'm sure, and the other one will be out for probably a couple weeks, maybe 2 to 3 weeks. So we got to pull the engine and got a lot of repairs to do. But nevertheless, we'll get through it. It won't be that big of a deal. We'll get through it because time of the year where it's slow anyway. So I know everybody's been calling, y'all got a lot of shrimp. We do have some this morning, not many left. But we do have just a couple left, so if I don't know why anybody would go fishing in this rain or a 20-knot wind, but look, if you want to go, we got just a couple left, so, get here to get them. So,
those same people say, would Robbie Campo go sit up in a tree in the snow in close to 0 degree chill factor weather looking for a deer, When you got to go, you got to go.
When you got to go, you got to go. Don, another thing I wanted to touch base real quick. One of our hometown boys from right here in Braithwaite, James Wheat, competed in the NWTF turkey gobbling contest. He came in and he was in the top 10. First time ever competing in Nashville. He did great out of 30 contestants. So he's... I tell you, he's just an amazing young man. He's the one, him and his dad make Wheat Custom Game Calls. And if you don't know who that is, his little sister is the one, Pickle, who fishes alligators with Troy Landry on Swamp People. So very well-known family in St. Bernard Parish. Great people. I've known them all my life. And great, big shout-out to James Wheat for coming in, where he placed for first time ever competing in any kind of contest like that. And he did very, very well. I mean, I tell you, if you heard this kid gobble, you'd go chasing him, I promise you. So,
congratulations to James Wheat.
Yeah, absolutely. Great to
bring some honors to Louisiana. Robbie, before you go, you mentioned some people got the fish out towards the Sound. That's a spot that's known for some big speckled trout. Are you having anybody that's getting out there yet complaining about that 20-inch limit? People are pretty happy with 15 fish. They're pretty happy with the 13-inch minimum on the slot. But sometimes when you can only keep two over 20 and that's all you're catching, that can be a problem to go home with two fish. Anybody, you hearing any complaints?
Don, I haven't heard anything about that yet. But I'm expecting that to come because the closer we get to spring here, and you know, that ape, that month of April and May when people go out there, and that's, and I've seen it out there doing, you know, going out there and fishing, and you know, sometimes I told you catches over 20 right, inch fish, right. You know, so and I'm not going to say it's like that everywhere, but there's days when you go out there, you know, I'm kind of wondering how in the heck are these guys are going to have to leave a 20 and over inch fish to go fish something smaller. You know what I'm saying?
So yeah, whoever thought we'd be doing that, you know, hoping for smaller
fish.
Yeah,
right. You know, another thing, Don, remember these people, you know, I've been getting a lot of phone calls about this also. You know, the first Thursday of March, which I believe is March the 1st, if I'm not mistaken, you're going to have a big, you know, this big commission meeting. It's got a lot of hot topics on it. One is redfish, the other one is pogey boats. The buffer zones for these pogey boats. We talked about this many times. This is a fisheries that's unregulated. These guys get to rape and pillage our waters like they want. So you gotta have to, you know, if you wanna attend that meeting, and you want your voice heard, because Britain Sound has no buffer zone. It'll be straight double rig line, less like it is right now, which is the end of the Short Rocks to Mozambique Point. From there, going towards the Black Tanks, and you know, over toward Baptiste Collette. So. And then on the north side of the Margo, we'll be going from the end of the Short Rocks, I believe, to Point Chico Light. So, you know, keep that in mind, people. If you want to make this meeting, it's going to be the first Thursday of March, which I think is March the 1st. Correct me if I'm wrong, Don, but I think I'm right on that. And you know, if you want your voice heard, you got to be at this meeting. You can't, you know, complain about it after the meeting's over. So, you know, and then also we got this redfish issue coming up. And if you want, you know, you want to be there to voice your opinion on that, it's all up. You know, these commissioners, they work for us. You know what I mean? Supposedly. So if you're there and your voice is heard, you know, it makes a difference.
Well, Robbie, I got a little bit of an update on that for you. The commission has actually approved that notice of intent, that it's been modified, and instead of the 1 mile, they're going pretty much with a half mile. It's kind of a compromise, but that area where you're talking about, the double rig line, it would extend a half mile out. Now, that's already been approved by the commission. Now it goes before the legislature. So it certainly doesn't hurt to contact commissioners about this and be at those meetings and have your voice heard. But it's also important to contact your legislator now and let them know, because they'll be the next ones to approve it. If they approve it and don't modify it, it will be enacted as law in time for the April 15th opening. It's not what everybody wanted. It's not the 4 mile. But I guess the people that participated in the compromise with the industry said it was better to get a half mile than nothing. And I'm going to go into a lot more detail in about 10 minutes and explain the whole thing.
Well, that's good, and if that is the case in Breton Sound, you know, a half a mile is better than nothing, Don. But it a half a mile in 5 feet of water really isn't anything.
I got it. I know, but maybe this is the start.
You know what I'm saying?
this seems to where there's more enforcement teeth in it, which is also a good thing. So. We'll see. We'll keep up with it, but glad you keep mentioning it. And I know a lot of people are sitting on the edge of their seat waiting to find out how this thing turns out. Robbie, thanks for the report.
Absolutely.
As always, my friend. We will talk to you next week, hopefully with some better weather conditions.
All right. Yep. Yes, sir, Don. Talk to you later. Bye-bye.
All righty. Coming up next, we got Blaine Salter. He's got a freshwater fishing report for you right here on the Outdoors with Don Dubuque, Radio Network. All right. We talked to Blaine Salter of Salter's Jig and Poles and get a nice freshwater fishing report. Blaine, a lot of people are going to be turning their attention away from saltwater, particularly with all these strong north winds, and maybe looking for a little freshwater action for particularly the crappie, white perch, socolay, whatever you want to call them, because it's pretty timely for them. What can you tell us?
Well, if there's anything that's some good news is
get ready to go fishing because I've got some hot news. Got some great spots that hadn't been producing in years, and it looks like it's turning on. I got a very good report from a good friend of mine, Mike Nance, one of my close friends down from Houma. He sent me a text of some beautiful fish from Blind River. He fished in the coves in and around the interstate area, and most of his fish were caught dead in the middle of the little dead-end canals off your main canal of Blind River. And in 6 to 8 foot of water, he was catching big, beautiful blue males. If you see that blue, that change in color, that lets you know the males are putting on their tuxedos. But set your dates, because last year this happened and this year it's going to happen again. But the river's falling at the perfect time during the spawn, and you will be able to fish Old River, you know, say March 14th through the 20th. That ballpark area is going to be one of the most producing areas you can find. They are starting to catch some bigger males in Old River, but the ballpark's going to be hot. That river's going to be 28 feet and falling at the perfect time this year. So set your dates in a week or two. Old River will be hot. Getting some good reports from the usuals in Lake Verrett. Several close friends are catching big males moving up. So this warmer weather is really, you know, triggered them to move into that spawning mix. So,
well, thank Mike for that good Blind River report. We'd love to get information on that particular part of the state. You know, I got a report in on Lake Bruin. They had a bass tournament there last Saturday, and actually, I think it was 2 weeks ago. 79 boats turned out, but 15 of them, of the entries, had sacks over 16 pounds. That's pretty impressive. And I tell you, Lake Bruin is really come on as a great lake. What do you know about it as far as white perch fishing? I have not had the pleasure of ever fishing Lake Bruin, but I hear a lot about it.
You know, my dad loved that place. He spoke about it a lot. I've only fished it twice as a kid, but it still produces. I don't have any good info on it, but I've got some friends I'm going to start getting in touch with. I'm actually up in West Monroe right now at the NCL, the National Crappie League National Championship. They're fishing out of Darbonne. And I tell you what, if you ever get to make the trip to Darbonne, Louisiana, the fishing is just different up here. You know, it's really similar to Old River. So if you've ever fished the Old River area, Darbonne's, you know, very, very similar. And the pros up here are just tearing it up. There's three-pounders. They pulled a three-pounder in yesterday, but they're pulling sacks of seven fish that are, you know, anywhere from 10 to 13 pounds. So, you know, up north, it's the big males are moving in. They're catching males at almost 3 pounds. So, but Lake Bruin has been historically a great lake. I just hadn't had a chance to get up there yet.
Gotcha. Well, all that sounds good, and I know we're getting right on the edge of it. You have a good time while you're up there, and we look forward to talking to you next time, Blaine.
Absolutely. I appreciate it, Ms. Dunn.
All righty. Blaine Salter updating us on the freshwater scene. If you got a question for Blaine next time he comes on, I'll be happy to answer it for you. Just send me a text, 504. All right, we talked to Blaine Salter of Salter's Jig and Poles and get a nice freshwater fishing report. Blaine, a lot of people are going to be turning their attention away from saltwater, particularly with all these strong north winds, and maybe looking for a little freshwater action for particularly the crappie, white perch, socolay, whatever you want to call them, because it's pretty timely for them. What can you tell us?
Well, if there's anything that's some good news is get ready to go fishing, because I've got some hot news. Got some great spots that hadn't been producing in years, and it looks like it's turning on. I got a very good report from a good friend of mine, Mike Nance, one of my close friends down from Houma. He sent me a text of some beautiful fish from Blind River. He fished in the coves in and around the interstate area, and most of his fish were caught dead in the middle of the little dead-end canals off your main canal of Blind River. And in 6 to 8 foot of water, he was catching big, beautiful blue males. If you see that blue, that change in color, that lets you know the males are putting on their tuxedos. But set your dates, because last year this happened and this year it's going to happen again. But the river's falling at the perfect time during the spawn, and you will be able to fish Old River, you know, say March 14th through the 20th, that ballpark area is going to be one of the most producing areas you can find. They are starting to catch some bigger males in Old River, but the ballpark's going to be hot. That river's going to be 28 feet and falling at the perfect time this year. So set your dates in a week or two. Old River will be hot. Getting some good reports from the usuals in Lake Verrett. Several close friends are catching big males moving up. So this warmer weather has really, you know, triggered them to move into that spawning mix. So,
well, thank Mike for that good Blind River report. We'd love to get information on that particular part of the state. You know, I got a report in on Lake Bruin. They had a bass tournament there last Saturday. And actually, I think it was 2 weeks ago. 79 boats turned out, but 15 of them, of the entries, had sacks over 16 pounds. That's pretty impressive. And I tell you, Lake Bruin is really come on as a great lake. What do you know about it as far as white perch fishing? I have not had the pleasure of ever fishing Lake Bruin, but I hear a lot about it.
You know, my dad loved that place. He spoke about it a lot. I've only fished it twice as a kid, but it still produces. I don't have any good info on it, but I've got some friends I'm going to start getting in touch with. I'm actually up in West Monroe right now at the NCL, the National Crappie League National Championship. They're fishing out of Darbone. And I tell you what, if you ever get to make the trip to Darbone, Louisiana, the fishing is just different up here. You know, it's really similar to Old River. So if you've ever fished the Old River area, Darbone's, you know, very, very similar. And the pros up here are just tearing it up. There's three-pounders. They pulled a three-pounder in yesterday, but they're pulling sacks of seven fish that are, you know, anywhere from 10 to 13 pounds. So, you know, up north, it's the big males are moving in. They're catching males at almost 3 pounds. So, but Lake Bruin has been historically a great lake. I just hadn't had a chance to get up there yet.
Gotcha. Well, all that sounds good, and I know we're getting right on the edge of it. You have a good time while you're up there, and we look forward to talking to you next time, Blaine.
Absolutely. I appreciate it, Mr. Dunn.
All righty. Blaine Salter updating us on the freshwater scene. If you got a question for Blaine next time he comes on, I'll be happy to answer it for you. Just send me a text, 504-260-1870. All right, we're going to get into the meat of this notice of intent to modify the rules for the pogey boat industry. The commission has amended it, sent it on to the legislature. We'll tell you what it's all about. I'd like to hear from you. Are you happy with it? You think we gave in too much, not enough, or just right? We'll be back to check it out right after this. You're listening to The Outdoors with Don Dubuque, Radio Network. All right, you could win a 2023 Tidewater Baymax 2110 Bay Boat with a 200-horsepower Yamaha sitting on a McLean Tandem Axle Trailer. It's worth $60,000, and the way to win it is you buy a ticket from Mississippi CCA and hope that I will be the one drawing your name. On Sunday, March 10th, I'll be there at the Biloxi Boat Show. Now, they've only got 2,000 tickets to sell. They do tell me that they're going to save at least 200 to sell at the show. So if you haven't got one from Jack's Automotive in Bay St. Louis or the Bay Marina RV Park or any CCA Mississippi board member, you will have a chance to get one at the show, and then I'll be doing the drawing at 2 o'clock, and hopefully you'll be the lucky winner of that great boat. Speaking of CCA, Louisiana CCA has been busy dealing with a compromise with the pogey industry, and right after this 10-second pause, I'll tell you what came out of it. The commission has approved it. It now goes forward to the legislature. I'll tell you all about it right after we let our local stations identify themselves on The Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network. All right, if you're a regular listener to this show, you know that we've been following this pogey, I call them the pogey ships, menhaden boats, whatever you want to call it. After 18 fish spills, that accounted for 2.5 million wasted menhaden. There were several hundred dead breeding-sized redfish. This happened in 2023. And then three spills last September. You know, the beaches were littered with fish, and there were conflicts with recreation anglers and boaters coming close to the shoreline, churning up the sediment and causing an exacerbated coastal erosion problem. The public finally said enough is enough, and they were gone to the commission to put some regulations like some of our neighboring states have. Florida doesn't allow it at all. Mississippi and Alabama, it's a mile off the coast. Texas has a very restrictive quota limit, which doesn't make it worth their while. So Louisiana is the target for menhaden fishery. And the quarter mile that had been in effect has been abused and misused. And so finally, after much ado, the last commission meeting, the two sides basically that speak for it, the industry itself, the pogey boat industry, and then the Coastal Conservation Association, were instructed by the commissioners, who I thought it was their role to make these decisions. They put it in the hands of the CCA and the industry like two kids fighting, and told them, go to a room and work this thing out, come up with a compromise. Well, they did exactly that. Here's the compromise. Now, the original NOI was a proposed buffer of 1 mile and 3 miles off the area between Holly Beach and Rutherford Beach. And, of course, we've got special regulations for Grand Isle and Elmer's Island. Well, the changes now, the amendment, would take that 1 mile and reduce it to 1/2 mile off the entire coast of Louisiana, with some exceptions. The Holly Beach would be reduced, which is currently 3 miles, down to 1 mile. Grand Isle would still remain at 1 mile. Grand Isle would be a 3 mile buffer. Grand Terre would be 1 mile. Elmer's Island, 1 mile. But the rest of the state would be a 1/2 mile buffer. Now, that is not what the public and CCA had hoped for. They were looking for a full mile. But this has been accepted in the compromise. Now it's going to go before the legislature. 30-day period where the Joint Oversight Committee, they'll review it. They'll make recommendations, or they can take no action. If they take no action, then this will become law in time for the April 15th menhaden fishing season. And again, one of the other aspects of this, and this is very important, because in the past, I had personally witnessed the boats just a few hundred yards off the shore. They regularly violated the 1/4 mile buffer, which was in effect. There are now more stringent regulations for both reporting when they would go with inside, get in illegal, what would be illegal waters within a 1/2 mile, and also if they have any accidental spills, net tears, those type of things, the reporting requirements would be much more restrictive, and the penalties would be laid out. That is very, very important part of this aspect. It's almost better, I would think, to have a 1/2 mile instead of a mile if you make them adhere to it. We had a 1/4 mile, and they didn't even obey that. So I don't see why it would be out of line to require them to have GPS gear on board where they could be tracked by the Department of Wildlife and Fisheries at all times to see exactly where they are. Anyway, are you happy with what is now being proposed to the legislature? And the legislature is waiting to hear from you on your opinions on it. And it's going to got a 30-day period, and we'll know after that whether this is going to go back to the drawing board or will finally be accepted. I'd like to hear from you. Are you happy with it? Disappointed? Is it okay? 504-260-1870. We'll be back to check out those comments right after we pause these 3 minutes for a break here on the Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network. All right, checking on our text message board. It's kind of active this morning, I would think so, with the weather conditions we're having right now. There's not a lot of people probably heading out, at least until maybe better tomorrow as it gets later in the afternoon. But got that pesky drizzly rain and some stiff north winds coming with the approaching front. All right, here's some of the text messages that are coming in. This one's from our friend Smokey. Good fishing report. Says working this weekend, but he got out this past week. He fished a couple days, picked up 2 limits of trout out of his kayak. The fish were caught in 8 foot of water on a matrix shad, tight line slowly. They're still holding in the winter holes, even though the water warmed up. It was around 70 degrees. That's pretty warm. Best of luck to everyone out there. That's from Smokey. Captain Ross L., he said a little spotty drizzle yesterday, but he still managed to limit out on reds. He fishes down there with Ryan Lambert at Cajun Fishing Adventures. And we got the Steel Man, says he's taking it easy today. Lake Pontchartrain, he fished Thursday. Ideal conditions. Lake was mirror flat. Hit 4 really nice trout and 1 freshwater cat. In one spot using a white and chartreuse knockoff corky lure. Those 20-inch trout hit different. Pa-pow. Happy hunting. Yeah, be careful now. Remember, those 20-inch and above, you can only keep 2 of those now. So be careful on your limits. Hearing from our friend Wingbone in Wilmer, Alabama, he's trying to get more Wingbone turkey calls made. Well, I'm going to try to get you some more Wingbones to help supply you this season. All right, we're also hearing from the Worm. He's in Hawaii. It's 1 a.m. there. He wants to say he's a dedicated listener, I'll say, but in reality, he's just showing his age and had to get up and do his business. Well, his wife is listening. That's from our friend, the Worm. Here's a comment on the compromise. No, not pleased with the compromise. Louisiana still the least regulated of all Gulf and coastal states. Why would this industry obey half a mile any better? They've shown us they operate in bad faith, which is why they have been run off from every other state's coast. And we have this one. Good morning, Don. The Sockeye and bass are full of eggs. They're waiting on a little warmer weather to lay those eggs. The Sockeye will go north up the bayou to spawn. Water looks good for catfish on the bush lines. That's from Mike on our beautiful, historic Bayou Liberty. All right, we have, this one says, let the pogey boats fish in Mexico where they don't play with corporate criminals. And we got a request from Blaine Salter wanting to know what color jig heads does he prefer for the Sockeye. His answer on that is whatever one they're biting best on. Actually, his favorite color, and I like this one too, is blue and white. But his dad, J.B. Salter, had the Bible of crappie fishing, and he had a lot of information in there about what color to use and select depending on the water clarity and the time of year and that type of thing. So you might want to try to research that. I know Louisiana Sportsman had an article about Blaine talking about his dad. It was back in 2020, if you can do their archives. Really good article. You might want to check that out. Here's one that says, time for a boycott. Boycott works. What do you boycott? I mean, there's so many I guess you're talking about the Menhaden, but, I mean, you know, nobody eats Menhaden at a restaurant where you can just turn it away. It's processed and goes into many, many products, so I don't know how you could boycott it. We have the son of Wego Rat says, the wind has arrived up on Lee Road in Covington. And here's a reminder from our friend David Hubble. He says, the countdown is on for the Boucherie. Hoping a lot of folks can make it out to White Oak in Baton Rouge next week. It will be fun, educational, as tasty as always. That's David Hubble. He goes there annually. Unfortunately, I am not going to be able to make it. We've done a few Bayou Wild shows, and if you want to get a preview, go to our YouTube channel, BayouWildTV/YouTube, and look for the Boucherie. This is Chef John Foltz's idea, its invention. It's an annual event, and he kind of commemorates what early settlers in Louisiana used to do. They would slaughter a hog and demonstrate how you use every bit of it. Plus, they do some other special recipes and a lot of historic gatherings up there. It's a great time. It's look it up. It's spelled Boucherie, the Boucherie. It's at White Oak Garden and Estates in Baton Rouge, and it's going to be next weekend. All right, here's a comment on the Menhaden Notice of Intent. I'm very disappointed in the ruling. There is no enforcement now. What do you think will happen in the future? Basically, there is lawlessness out there. All right, and that is from the big man Bassin. All right, we got Backstrap Stacker. Good day to stay in and get the honeydews done. Yak, have a great day. And let's see, 20-inch trout per person or boat? That's 20-inch trout, 20-inch trout per person, which can be problematic. I've fished in areas where that's all you're going to catch is speckled trout over 20 inches. So rather than sit there and catch and release them, maybe move on to find some smaller ones. You know, whoever thought there'd come a day when we'd be catching 20-plus inch trout and hoping to get 119 so you can keep more fish. But that time has indeed arrived. All right, we'll get to some more texts and we'll get to some more fishing reports. We're going to do that right after this. We'll check in with Captain Darrell Carpenter and find out what's happening in Grand Isle right after this pause. You listen to The Outdoors with Don Dubuque, Radio Network. All right, let's check on the status of the Grand Isle. We do that with Captain Darrell Carpenter, realscreamers.com, charter captain. Darrell, good morning. What's going on the island? It looks like we're getting kind of breezy along the coast there.
Well, it's wet and nasty right now, but I mean, we all know the wind's coming, and you know, it's it could be just any minute now, but it's maybe 4 or 5 miles an hour right now. We're in that little lull right before it gets here. But yeah, the next couple of days is going to be, you know, the next couple of days just isn't going to be worth it. It's going to, you know, side of the road might be good. And there was some fish caught on side of the road this week. I've got some reports on it. There were some fish caught back in the bays this week. I mean, it was it looks like, Don, from the scattered reports we're getting and from what we've seen, it looks like we're going to have that early spring, barring any crazy cold fronts or crazy last-minute cold snaps that come down. It's going to be a little bit like last year. We're going to have that early spring, and the trout are going to be just bouncing everywhere come the end of March and the beginning of April. You know, Tuesday, Wednesday, man, look, if you got that hall pass, if you're retired, if you work for yourself, do your extra work this weekend and get ready for Tuesday, Wednesday, because with those temperatures coming up, the days getting longer, that sun baking that water, you're going to have a couple of calm days middle of the week, and I got a feeling you're going to start getting reports of things busting loose around Grand Isle. It's just, you know, the cards are lining up, the tea leaves are lining up. It just looks like it's going to be too good, man. These new limits and those 20-inch fish are really going to present some issues come here in about another month or so.
Yeah, I'm afraid so, but I'm agreeing with you 100% on that Tuesday, Wednesday. You know, a couple days after that front blows through, winds die down, water clears up. We're still going to have some good tide range. You know, like you say, if you're able to break free and pick your days, it certainly wouldn't be today or tomorrow. It's probably going to be more like Tuesday, Wednesday.
Well, don't hate me, but I'm breaking free and picking my days because I'm I'm going to get climbed up.
Good deal. How's the sheephead run been down there?
It's been pretty good, Don. You know, just all in all, I mean, between the economy and all this, the effort's been less, so the reports have been fewer. But sheephead are there. You just don't have as many people chasing them. And the beautiful thing is, if we're going to start getting these cold fronts spaced a little bit further apart, you know, I was watching the news last night, and they're saying after this one, our next one's going to be, what, almost 2 weeks out before we get any real big blows. Now's the time that they start stacking up in that Bay Marchand area and right off of Grand Isle at those close-in rigs. Mm-hmm. And when I'm talking about now is the time to go sink the boat with them if you want to, you literally can sink the boat with them once they start ganging up at those nearshore rigs to do their spawning. And, I mean, that's probably right now is only calm weather away, because it's going to start happening here in the next week or two.
Good deal. Darryl, you mentioned several times you talk about fishing the side of the road. It can be good. It can be good for people without boats or with kayaks, but it can also be dangerous. Tell us some spots that might be good for fishing off the side of the road where you see people doing it when you regularly travel back and forth.
Well, Don, you know, the old section of Highway 1 between Leeville and Fouchon, that old section has very little traffic on it. The problem is people get used to there being very little traffic, and they can come down there just hogging the whole roadway. The beautiful part is there. I mean, just the tip is try to pull over as far as you can on side of the road. And as you are well aware, no fish get the net is worth running out in that roadway without looking and listening first. As you get closer to Grand Isle, they expanded the shoulders in some places after when they rebuilt after Ida. So just make sure you've got a wide enough place to pull apart. If the guy on the other side of the road catches a fish and hollers, get the net, let him lose the fish before you just go jutting out between two vehicles. And right now, the biggest thing is your ears. Listen. Because, I mean, the majority of those cars are coming down that highway at 60 miles an hour. You're going to hear them coming. So, you know, you just got to be careful, and you got to know. I mean, it's like the old scenario of two boats getting a collision, the big boat's always going to win. I promise you, if you step out in front of that road in front of a Dodge truck doing 60 miles an hour, the Dodge truck's going to win.
Yeah, unfortunately, I witnessed that one time going down there, and it's a very sad situation. Darryl, if somebody wants to get a hold of you and pick some days when you can go and they can go and you want to take them, tell them how to get a hold of you.
Yeah, Don, and look, this isn't a sales pitch. They really are starting to fill up pretty fast. So if you've got particular days, you need to get on the phone with me or whoever your charter captain is. They can find me at your website, DonTheOutdoorsGuy.com. They can find the information on RealScreamers.com. Or they can pick up the phone and just give me a call, 225 937-6288.
All right, I'll be looking to find out how you do on Tuesday and Wednesday next Saturday morning, so be prepared.
I'm going to get climbed up inside and out, probably.
Go do it. All right, Darryl Carpenter, realscreamers.com. Check him out. All right, we're getting ready to take our top of the hour break. When we come back, we're going to have Captain Mike Gallo. He's born on the bayou with his report. Got a paddler's report with Captain Eric and Ryan Lambert. Cajun Fishing Adventures joins us. And a special guest this morning, Derek Poor. He is the tournament director for the Troops and Tuss Benefit. It's a hog hunt, basically a wild hog tournament. Accomplishes several goals, and he'll tell you all about it, whether you want to be a contestant or a spectator. And we'll continue to take your text at 504-260-1870. We do it because you're listening to The Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network.